These are my own two hands, but sometimes I wake to find them still sleeping. I shake them till they hurt. We angle away from the dazzle of downtown lights, cross the highway on a footbridge, and watch the cars swirl south to Albuquerque or Tucson. Herman skips ahead, while Sam and I hold hands in the back. The weather's been squalid all day, bright and muggy, then sudden, urgent spats of rain. The air smells of wet dirt, and Sam pulls me in for a momentary kiss before we continue towards home. I wish simple, childish things, roller skates, foxes, and street lamps. I wish we dove in together and came up hours later. I wish I had more to say. I wish I could say it. There's nothing inside me, and I watch my body disappear through the crowd, distracted by another woman, something she said. Sometimes you don't know the secrets you carry, but you can feel their weight in your body, and then you catch a glimpse of who you could be in a thrift store on South Broadway, and the floor tilts, and the lights blur, and you're falling, flailing. Every action carries reaction, equal, opposite, electric, and violent. Something scrapes my knee, and my breath escapes, and the lightning touches gently down, and there's static. Sam is dead. We find her, find Herman. There's only static. I'm off balance all day. I run into things. I finish nothing I start. I put recycling in the trash. I use the last roll of toilet paper and I don't buy more. I ignore Herman's phone calls, I break a plate. I eat cereal for dinner. I leave the water running, and I know that it's running. And I remember the wail of Herman's sudden solitude. We thought she was laughing. I went into the kitchen. She was holding onto the counter where she had collapsed, and the phone was dangling from its cord. And I never heard a sound like that, like the sound that Herman was making. The essential condition for a kiss is that lips meet. There is no special technique required. And when I die, they'll say, "She kissed us all she could." And I'll say, through a video I recorded this morning, "I'm sorry still that I didn't kiss you more."